You follow behind the wish-granting entity you have freed. Her clothes are slowly changing, shifting to something different. You think yours might be as well, but you'd much rather keep your eyes on her swaying ass, on her breasts when she turns in profile to look back at you, than on your own body. You've just been more aroused since you expressed your desire. You're surprised when she turns toward a nearby beach, and when her outfit shifts to a tight, form-fitting bikini. It's really basically underwear. Her chest isn't too impressive, but her ass and the tight micro that is little more than pieces of string is a glorious thing to follow. The beach ahead of you is quite busy. Numerous swimmers out in the water, and regardless of what you thought about the weather before, you now see and feel that it is obviously a sunny, wonderful day. A great time to be outside and be at the beach. The genie leads you slowly toward a lifeguard. She's standing next to one of those towers with the seat at the top where you can climb up to see the whole beach, but she doesn't seem to need to. It isn't that crowded. She's wearing what you think of as typical lifeguard wear, a red one-piece swimsuit. She has a flotation board leaning against the base of the tower, and she's presently stretching while looking up and down the beach. You follow the genie to a place just a few meters ahead of her. It's clear your wish-granting companion is eyeing up this busty brunette as the next lesson you will learn, the next transformation you will undergo. The lifeguard's long brown hair is tied back in a braid. You can tell it would fall to her lower back if it were unbound. Her breasts are truly huge. They probably look even bigger in contrast to the genie's relative lack of tits, as your companion is standing unseen next to the woman, getting your attention, but as always, no one else seems to notice her. You stand there, taking it all in. The sun on your skin feels quite nice. So you bask. Your muscles glow. You know it. You can feel your body sweating just slightly in the heat. The sea spray feels so nice, and it will be even better when you dive in. You are aware vaguely of the lifeguard nearby, but you're trying not to pay too much attention. The image of her huge breasts in that one piece, her curvy rear, every bit as impressive as the genie's. Yeah, she's definitely who you want to be looking at. But from the corner of your eye, where the genie gives you so much of her advice, you see her shaking her head, winking. She puts one finger to her lips, telling you not to say anything. Okay. No one but you can see her, so she's signaling for you to do something, and it seems she just doesn't want you to make your approach to the lifeguard yet. You can feel your cock throbbing between your legs. Beautiful feminine flesh is on display. You're willing to follow the genie's instructions, though. They're surely going to result in some kind of fun. You say nothing to the lifeguard. You don't hit on her. You don't comment on how, slowly, you are able to size up the various erogenous zones on her body. Some information traveling to you through the power of the wish and your connection to your companion. You think about brushing your hands over the underside of the brunette's big breasts, the backs of her knees, touching, massaging. You think about feeling the muscles in her arms, running your fingers along the nape of her neck, brushing the tips of them behind her ears. Everything and anything you might do to arouse her. You stand in the sun, feeling the heat, stretching as you prepare. And still, you grow more aroused. The genie may have warned you not to say anything, but resisting the urge to look is impossible. The lifeguard has features you might best describe as cute. Her face is slightly round, but her body is incredibly fit, muscled. Other than the huge breasts and the big butt, she's got almost no fat. A nice and healthy mix of intriguing features your supercharged sexual awareness can't drag itself away from. You are erect. Standing in your tight shorts, you don't quite know when you changed outfits, but you did. And these shorts are just tight enough that the thick pipe of your cock shaft is obviously showing through the crotch bulge. And out of the corner of your eye, you see the lifeguard is both looking at it and not saying anything. Of course, most people wouldn't say anything if they noticed such turgid arousal in someone they didn't know. Erections happen. But almost no one would look at it with the hunger that's in her eyes. You feel your cock throb. Throb right from the tip, back to the balls. And you glance down. Instead of keeping your eyes on her, you see it's not just swelling to full hardness, but your erection itself is swelling bigger. Bigger than before. Straining the crotch of your swim trunks. Almost pushing up toward the waistband and escaping. You glance around, taking your eyes off the lifeguard, because you're certain she is the cause of the erection and looking longer might make it even bigger. But you know the other woman in your immediate vicinity is the cause of its actual, factual growth. The genie's watching, smirking, and you feel your cock grow. You let it grow. It is throbbing, stretching, changing itself. When it achieves its fullest hardness, it's impossible to deny that you have an unnaturally large, throbbing member trapped in your shorts. You know the lifeguard can see it. You saw where her gaze was locked. She's watching you move, watching you stretch, and watching the way your shorts tent around your member. Then the genie turns and begins walking toward the water. She beckons you to follow. You do follow her toward the water. It's warm. You're barefoot. You're still quite hard, rigid, your cock swelling thick, pushing your shorts outward and up in front, a massive tent. You wonder why the genie's taking you away from the gorgeous lifeguard. Maybe your companion has someone else in mind. One of the swimmers out in the water, perhaps. You follow, watching the water rise warm up the genie's tanned legs. You follow. It's warm over your feet, up your ankles, your legs. She leads you out. Warm and comfortable. You feel completely at home walking out until the water comes up to waist height, then a little higher. You let the waves in a relatively uninhabited part of the swimming area just wash over you. You're still in a part where you can stand, though you could, of course, also float. Swim around a little. The water washes forward and back. You're relieved because now your cock's out of sight under the water, so you slide your hands over to adjust it, feeling it. Yes, it's huge in your hand. Massive. You give the hard thing a single pump, just to feel how the muscle moves through the shaft. But that single pump is so pleasurable you close your eyes, barely holding on. Barely containing yourself. You look around for any women you might hit on, approach, interact with, your cock telling you all the while, just be patient. And the genie echoes the idea, just be patient, hot stuff. She's purring in your ear, her arms slowly wrap around you from behind. You feel her modest breasts pushing into your back. It seems she has abandoned her outfit and is naked now. You feel her legs wrap around your waist, as your companion playfully kisses your ear and neck, her hands rubbing over your bare chest. You shiver. She isn't quite as attractive as the brunette on the beach, but the self-assured way the wish-granting entity teases you is enough to make your cock throb, too. You must look quite turned on to any outside observer. She's going on break now, the genie says matter-of-factly, returning your attention back to Earth from your reverie. You look where she's pointing. She's pointing over your shoulder from her piggyback position affixed to you. You see that the lifeguard has stepped away from her tower. Someone else is standing there now. The woman in the red one-piece, her long brown hair, the braid swishing behind her. She's walking toward the water. You thought it might be your imagination, but it's not. She's walking directly toward you and has now entered the water. She's stroking her way out in your direction. The genie disentangles from you. She flutter kicks a few feet away, waiting, watching. You're splashed lightly in her wake. But still, the brunette approaching doesn't seem to notice anyone else is there. Not even the disturbance of water where the genie kicked. And it doesn't take that brunette long to come in range. You look at her, awaiting her approach with a smile. She swims directly to you. She glides to a stop, her hands sliding down the front of your body. She arrests her momentum against you only lightly, and her hands slip into your trunks. Her breasts are pushing against you underwater. You reach out. She has touched you, and she is very welcoming to your touch as well. Distantly, people are swimming, but no one's aware. They might even think the two of you are just conversing closely. But the curvy lifeguard is wrapping her hands around your cock. She lets out little moans the moment she touches it. She realizes its enormity. She's fondling your balls with one hand and the shaft with the other now. It just seems so big, so thick, larger than normal. She jerks it underwater, and it feels strange the way all of her movements make both of you move around a little in the water. You keep your face as impassive as you can, but you take a few deep, steadying breaths to hold on. She's not hiding anything. She's moaning, grinding her body against you, allowing her desperation to be obvious as she moves your trunks out of the way. The genie's watching from just behind her, smirking over her shoulder, swimming with her small breasts bare and up out of the water. Indeed, the genie's nude. The lifeguard's huge tits get your attention quickly at that point when she uses the hand that isn't wrapped around your cock, releasing your balls, and slides it up to peel her suit off her upper body. You feel like you should maybe duck the two of you out of sight, but the genie clears her throat. None of them can see you. No worries. Just keep going. Look how much she wants you. Do you like your new tool? Bigger. Harder. She's getting high on your body as well. Well, pheromones. Look at her breasts. You do so. You don't need much incentive to look at those giant tits. And they're out in the open, floating in the water. But bigger than your head. She's pushing them against you while fondling your cock. You take your time exploring her body. The genie told you to look at her breasts, and you do. The woman obviously wants to show them off, having freed them. They seem to almost glow. You look at them. You concentrate. You bring your hands up and squeeze her frankly huge nipples in your fingers. She moans, pulling back a little. The effect is instant. For as long as you squeeze and massage her breasts, periodically tweaking the nipples, she is panting, going wild. She must be so sensitive, or maybe she's just sensitive to your touch. With her arousal raging from contact with your erection, the swimsuit she moved out of the way is floating partially in the water, and you are easily keeping your hands on her breasts. You keep rolling a nipple between your fingers, watching her twitching reactions as the two of you stand in the warm water. Ignored by everyone around you, free to float under the sun and play to your heart's content. She begins lavishing attention on your body, running her hands up and down your arms, snuggling her body closer, pushing her breasts into your hands, though you can tell it's difficult for her to muster her thoughts enough to do that. She's experiencing intense spasms through her whole body, just in response to your hands on her tits. Her lips are curved up in a grin, wide and a little bit blank. Her eyes are half-lidded, and they look like they're watering at the corners, or maybe she's just overwhelmed, because she's touching your muscles with one hand, and still fondling your cock with the other. You've pulled your shorts out of the way, so it's floating free under the water. But its erection, from you touching her, your erection, is pointing skyward. Although the water all around you, the warmth of it, makes your cock drift side to side any time she lets go. She raises her legs then, one after the other, and kicks off her swimsuit. You watch it just drift nearby. The genie actually swims over and takes hold of it. Wouldn't want her to lose it. You continue watching the brunette grind on you. You continue using your hands to rub over her breasts where they float in the water, just enjoying the weight of them if you lift them out of it, and the way they float if you let them go. Her pussy is grinding on your thigh. She's actually riding against you. You're glad the genie let go of your back. You might even have trouble holding the two of them up when you want to change your position. But of course, you know that's not the case. Your muscles stand out, hot, ready. Something about you has changed, and for the better. The hand you were going to use to strip her off, to take off her suit, well, she beat you to it. So you move that free hand down between her legs, where she's grinding on your thigh, and you push one digit into her pussy, pressing in underwater. The inside is squeezingly, incredibly tight, hot and wet. And so standing there with one hand on one of her breasts, pinching the nipples and feeling the way that this makes her inside squeeze down, and the other hand manipulating and teasing her pussy any way you can, you watch as she just seems to go limp against you. Everything she needs, stimulation and to be close to you, is being given to her, so she appears to have no real need to change her situation. She's happy to let you finger her and tweak her nipples as much as you want. And you do want to. You feel her up, enjoying the soft, yielding way she's always obliging, moving to let you touch more. Yes, yes, she's moaning out. That incoherent thought is all she's really forming. She's just rubbing on you, grinding on you. There is an instinctual element to it. It seems like she needs to, or wants to very badly. She's wet, and her pussy's squeezing down, and she's getting a disproportionate amount of pleasure from just one finger inside of her slit. So you slide it out entirely, leaving her pussy empty again. You just lay your flat palm against her sex and let her try to hump on it underwater. She's not really getting much friction or sensation that way. You'll have to actually push your fingers back in if she wants to get off from that movement. Her breasts, you switch which one you're holding on to, are still floating pleasantly right in front of your face, and she's looping her arms around your shoulders, your back, pushing her tits up and against your face. Pushing the tops of them against your cheeks, holding on to you, not trying to pull you down to the water, but in fact lifting herself up. She's now propping her legs on either side of your body, but you lightly distance her from you with one hand, the hand that's between her legs, making her drift away a little bit, which reduces the level of stimulation she can get for herself by just humping your body, and she whimpers at that sudden deprivation. But she's biting her lip like she enjoys it, and humping as best she can, undulating under the water. You push a finger back inside because you liked how it felt having her wet, sticky inside squeezing around you, and squeeze she does, continuously, over, over. It seems to come in time with you grabbing her breast with your other hand, pinching the nipple. You can make her clamp quite tightly down there just by doing that alone. She rubs her breast against your hand. She's searching underwater with her hands because you pushed her away a little bit, and she's trying to find your cock. Now that she's completely nude, she really wants to touch it. Your erect length is still standing free, pointing upward. She fondles it as best she can, one hand over the head, another gripping the shaft. You know you're leaking bits of sticky, lubricating pre-cum into the water. You push a second finger inside her, pulling her body closer with your other hand at the same time. You push them in and out. Her insides convulse in response to more stimulus. She has both hands in your cock, and from the vacant expression and bit of drool running out of her mouth, you know she has now reached a level of arousal which is helping her just dive into that pleasure. In the simplest terms, she wants you. And she's paying attention only to things that move her closer to getting access to you. Paying attention to her body shows you there are other sensitive spots you could touch, other erogenous zones, not just the breasts you've been overstimulating. So you keep one hand on a breast. You think she'd moan and whine and complain if you stopped touching there at the same time you stopped touching her pussy, and you do stop touching her pussy, pulling your fingers out. She does quite clearly favor her breasts, but now the hand that is no longer stimulating her sex begins exploring her body. She's humping your thigh, bringing all of her into range. She flutters in the water to make sure she's affixed to you. It doesn't seem likely she's going to let go. Her big butt is quite sensitive, too. When you squeeze and massage it, she rubs tighter against you. Her pussy is ringing and squeezing. You could feel the way that her inner thighs are muscularly convulsing. You touch them with the free hand now, moving it around, no longer fondling her ass. Now, one of your hands is between her legs, your other hand is on her breast, and she's grinding on the fingers you're pushing in. You touch her thighs. Then you trail your fingers up across her muscled stomach, to the underside of her breasts, rubbing there thoroughly and once more leaving her sex untouched. The periodic stimulation followed by deprivation is making her really rut into a frenzy, humping at your thigh. She's gone from normal but aroused breathing to a state of transported yet desperate denial-based ecstasy. She loves it, though, panting, breathing deep, looking down into the water between the two of you as best she can, squinting, trying to catch a clear sight of your huge cock, which is wrapped in both her hands now. One is at the base, so occasionally it, accidentally on purpose, brushes against your huge balls, which just feels so full, so much like they want to empty into her. You know this must at least partly be the genie's work, and she is floating in circles around the two of you, watching with eager glee. Funny how the genie never mentioned she was a voyeur, but it does make sense. Part of this is also that you're just more turned on than you can remember being in a long time. That's why your cock feels so good and why it's quite so rock hard. This curvy, busty, willing brunette, who is now nude underwater floating alongside you. She is to credit. She is to blame. She desires you so much. You let go of her breast, and as you thought, she does whimper and beg. But you move that hand to her hip and grip tightly. You take the other one out from in between her legs. Her pussy, which has been spasming in a way that tells you she might be close to coming just from her touching your cock and being fingered a little. Well, her pussy is left empty. And you put that hand, some of her juices having stuck to it even underwater, sticking to your fingers. You take that hand, leaving her pussy empty, and put it on her other hip. Then you indicate to her that she should let herself just float. She whimpers, still remembering your teasing thus far, and remembering two sources of stimulation, your touching her surprisingly sensitive tits, and your fingering of her pussy. But she willingly does as you ask, lets herself float a little. You hold on to her hips, you push her legs to either side of you, wedging your body in between her legs, resting your huge, colossal really, thick and gorged member on the outside of her body, above her sex, resting just against her labia as she floats on her back underwater. Only her face and breasts bobbing above the surface, most of her diagonally down. She has her eyes squeezed shut tight, and the look of bliss on her face, also a grimace of need, the teasing denial getting to her. She's smiling but wincing now and then as her whole body twitches intensely from the radiating heat of your giant cock against her labia resting atop her body. And that body twitches so intensely her boobs jiggle atop the water. You feel her shaking against you, making you move too. You rub your cock forward and back, back and forth. It's atop her labia, which are sticking to it a little, even underwater. The heat of them, the dripping heat radiating from her, you can feel the temperature difference. You're not even inside her as you slide around. You're so thick, so long, that the head, the tip, is resting on her belly. The shaft is rubbing against her labia between her thighs. When her body tries to float toward the surface, it just rubs upward, her slit and clit against your cock's underside instead. And you keep her in one place down there with strong grip on her hips. And slowly, you begin to slide her forward and back. Instead of moving your cock, you keep it in one place and move her like a toy. You're not even inside of her, but you watch the expression on her face. She's just so captivated by the touch of your monster member, that giant shaft. She's completely lost in joy. You rub her back and forth, aware of the tiny whistling gasps that must mean she's getting closer and closer to her goal, but trying to hold back. It's your goal, too. You want to see her orgasm herself into oblivion. You want to see her lose herself and come just from riding the underside of your shaft underwater, just from the most incidental, lazy, gentle stimulation from a cock she's obsessing over, focusing on, while you rub her forward and back, bringing her orgasm nearer. You know it's getting nearer. You know, because of the way she's wincing, twitching, enjoying herself, but at the same time, riding a ragged edge of denial. Denying her through only stimulating her this way, when her body and brain both tell her she really wants to be filled, really wants to be fucked. You know, that's what she wants to ask for, but you see her hands rise up as she starts playing with her breasts, building more pleasure. She might even be trying to set herself off. On some way you know, though. She's not going to manage until you fill her, or until you allow. She's going to just have to wait. In the water. Under the sun. The two of you out there enjoying yourselves. And you know she's gonna remember how your big cock feels just resting against her. If she's not fantasizing and masturbating to this later today, you won't have done your job right, and so you rub. You know what she wants. And there, under the water, on a sunny day, with everyone oblivious to what you're doing to this woman who saw your huge cock, stimulated it in just the right ways, who now wants to be filled. You know that's what she wants. She's panting for it. Opening her eyes, focusing her attention firmly on your face, looking at you with her eyes just begging. So you run your hands up her body from her hips where you've been holding her. You cease the teasing of rubbing the underside of your cock on the outside of her body. And you slowly incite her to float just a little higher and just a little closer. She has her arms over your shoulders now. She rises upward, rising till she's got her legs wrapped around your waist. She's floating, hanging off of you, effortless and weightless in the water. She has her arms over your shoulders and her huge tits sandwiched between the two of you. And this means her pussy is poised and positioned just above your cock under the water. You could just let her lower herself, and her wet insides would surround your length in an instant. But instead, you look at the desperate gaze on her face and decide to tease her further. You shift her body so she's down in the water as far as she can go, while keeping her arms over your shoulders, her pussy right above the very tip, atop your cock shaft, with your cock head pointing between her thighs. You wiggle your body so her legs come dislodged from around your waist. And she is standing in the water, hanging off you, her arms over your shoulders, around your neck, her thighs surrounding your cock, in a standing position so you can have her give you a thigh job without allowing her the pleasure of penetration yet. But she knows what's expected, and she wants it anyway. She squeezes her thighs together, which pushes the upper part of your shaft, the top of it, against the hot entrance of her sex. You move her forward and back once more, as if she were just dangling and swinging away and back toward you in the water. Your hands on her hips, using her in the way that gives you far more pleasure than she's receiving, but she's more turned on than you can imagine, so maybe it's magnified. The direct pleasure still is all coming to your cock from her soft thighs surrounding you. This position does have the obvious advantage that she's able to feel just how long and thick your cock is by how long it takes for you to complete one stroke of her thighs along your shaft, and her boobs are pushing right up against you. With your cock sandwiched between her soft thighs, right above her muscled legs, in contrast, you think of her body. You obsess over her body, touching, rubbing, keeping one hand on her hip and the other sliding to grab her ass, moving her forward and back. She squeezes tight and rides through the movements, letting you direct her, allowing you to position her, letting you fuck between her thighs without ever entering her pussy, though you're sure some of her juices, if you weren't underwater currently, would be sticking to the shaft in the process. Your hands are on her hips. You're getting a little bit of a workout moving her forward and back under the water through its resistance, but you know you're more than strong enough, and she melts into your touch, realizing that strength, letting your assertive control guide her movements. Your cock caught between the strange feeling of the open water and her squeezing thighs keeping it tight is getting closer and closer to release. It's tempting to do it inside her. But you actually see the genie behind her floating, topless, one of her hands between her legs, the genie masturbating slowly, your wish-granting companion watching the image of you teasing the lifeguard, and she gives you the helpful note, a simple note. You should send her back to work horny like that. Tease her some more, encourages your companion, looking at the brunette's desperate face. Then the genie adds, send her back dreaming of your hard cock. Thinking about your body, the feel of you, how you touch her, go ahead, make an impression, and I promise you'll get to see her again. You don't know what that means, but the genie's dirty talk has you looking forward to it. So you decide you're going to do it. She reassured you, and you're going to follow through on her plan. You stop moving the brunette forward and back, instead letting the big-breasted, desperate, moaning partner lodged around your cock hold on to you. Her arms across your shoulders. while you touch her all over. You squeeze her ass with one hand, snake another up to her boobs. She's holding her thighs clamped hard around your dick. She's not letting go unless you ask her to. She's rolling forward and back on it. You know her juices are leaking hot on and around your shaft, that her arousal's undeniable. The air, even above the waves, smells like sex and need. Her eyes are closed. She's once more riding it out, but it doesn't seem likely that she's going to come just yet. Behind her, you see the genie has retrieved the red one-piece bathing suit and is making sure it's still floating nearby. So you slide both hands up to the brunette's breasts, the lifeguard moaning aloud. You're still shocked no one's looked over, even though you know the genie's making sure of it. You work all over her body. Touching everywhere else has left her more than turned on enough. You want to give her a final, pleasurable experience. You can stand on the sandy bottom here, so it's easy to thrust forward and back, pushing your cock in between the brunette's thighs. It's so big. She slides forward and back on the monster member she's attached to, holding desperately to. Her wet-hot pussy squeezes against you as her thighs close as much as they can. You actually feel the tip of your cock brush her entrance when she's particularly far forward on the shaft. But you don't thrust in. You whisper purring, arousing thoughts into her ear. She inhales deep and hard, burying her face against your shoulder, and she just moans as you pinch both her nipples. Her eyes shoot open. She pulls back and looks at you, convulsing, her mouth hanging open too, tongue hanging out. There's nothing even in her pussy. Nothing penetrating her. She's just rubbing against the exterior of your shaft. But you can tell from the look on her face that she is climaxing. Her inner thighs shiver and shake all around your cock as she rolls forward and back, climaxing with nothing even inside her. It must be torturous. There's a begging expression on her face. She says with her eyes, with no words, please fill me, please fuck me. She begs with just her gaze. She wants you to put your cock inside her, to stretch her and fulfill her in a way this orgasmic release where she's shivering, trying desperately to hold on, but you hold her because her arms lose their strength and her legs kick uselessly underwater. She wants you to stretch her pussy to capacity, to fill her as completely as anyone has ever been filled. She wants you to come inside of her. You know all of it just from her gaze. Your cock experiences the pleasure of her curvy, soft body squeezing all around it, her muscled legs banging against yours, her arms gripping you. You want to fuck her, but you watch as the genie swims over and drapes the lifeguard's swimsuit over the squirming brunette's shoulder. She whispers in your fuck buddy's ear, "Your break is over, dear. Time to head back." The lifeguard lets go of your shoulders, shivering, as if she just realized. Every now and then there's a twitch, post-orgasmic convulsions making her belly tense. Denial, barely satisfying her. After that tease, it manifests in the big-breasted woman's mind. You watch as she slides her swimsuit back on slow, pausing to trail her fingers over her empty sex, still needily clenching. You can see everything under the water, looking down. Maybe the genie made it so, but you certainly get a show. She begins to swim away. That brunette. One final glance back at you. She begins to swim for shore. And you're left there, with your wish-granted companion to accompany you. Your cock feels truly huge. You can see, or imagine you can see, glowing outlines around the parts of the retreating brunette's body, which you found out are most sensitive. Her erogenous zones, catalogued for later referral. And standing there floating, you flex the muscles behind your cock, the ones behind it that cause it to jump and throb when you get turned on, the parts making it get exceptionally, especially hard. You keep doing so, practicing, working those muscles out. It feels good just to flex them. The genie helps you slide your shorts back into place, giving your cock a gentle pat as she does. And then she loops one of her arms around your shoulder. She's still nude, so her boobs rub up against your arm, small as they are. And your cock gets a little throb out of that. But she's just tagging on close because she expects you to tow her to shore, as her feet don't quite touch here. You'll see her again, like I said. Don't worry. Now feel that cock. Give it a few good strokes. You do so, It's heavy and hard in your hand. It carries with it the promise of future play. The genie pipes up. You like it? You can keep it. The ladies are just gonna love it. The sight of your muscles, your scent in the air, the places you knew to touch her. Always catalog and watch. Always helping, willing, consenting, eager women to come. Thoughts like these arrive. You realize the genie's whispering them in your ear. Leave them teased and wanting more. It can be fun to want more, trust me. The genie rubs your shoulders. You didn't have to do any heavy lifting, but you still feel a burn there. It's like all your muscles are in that post-workout burn all the time now. You imagine what it would be like without water. To push that lifeguard up against a wall, lift her up, and power fuck her in that position. When you step out of the waves, walking back onto shore, you find you're strangely dry in no time. The sun doing its work, perhaps aided by your companion. Your cock is still hard, erect, throbbing, pushing your shorts outward into a tent. And as you proceed from that place, you look toward the lifeguard tower. The woman in the red one-piece swimsuit who you played with in the waves is standing there periodically adjusting her clothing. Her cheeks are flushed, but of course there's nothing you can do or she can do right now. The play is over for today. When she sees you, she locks eyes on your crotch, shamelessly, ignoring everything else as you leave the beach. You're glad there were numerous other lifeguards there to cover for her. The woman looks like she wants to follow you and jump your bones right on the road away from the beach. But she doesn't. You'll just have to have faith that you'll get to see her again. And the next time you'll be able to come hard inside of her. Fill her up. Give her the satisfying orgasm you know she's now obsessed with. With that thought to fortify you, your cock still throbbing hugely, seeming still to grow in the confines of your shorts, you walk up the road back toward whatever place the genie chooses to take you next. Your body feels warm and at home. You're comfortable in your skin. You're good wearing just your shorts with no shirt on. Feels natural to be confident. And you radiate that confidence outward. The memory of the woman who rubbed up against your cock and wanted it inside of her, you radiate the memory of that outward, the longing and the awareness that you are desirable. Knowing you're capable of bringing pleasure. Knowing your growing cock is the best feeling you could have right now. Big. Thick. With your balls still full of cum. Wanting to release their cargo. You follow the genie who is now wearing simpler, non-beach wear. Ripped jeans and a crop top. She's leading the way back toward the city center. Presumably toward your next shared destination. You periodically adjust your clothes. Trying to make sure your enlarged boner stays hidden, even as your outfit shifts back to normal. You're also feeling the increased sensitivity and pleasure coming from your length. Of course, anyone would be more aroused and more sensitive if they'd just fucked between the thighs of a gorgeous lifeguard and left her panting, begging for your cock. As that woman desires it, wherever she is, and probably will until you finally fill her for real. Your companion turns. She finds another street. And leads you down it. You get the sense you're moving not just in space but in time. Moving to the perfect moment. To the ideal place from which the most improvement can be made in the shortest length of time and where opportunities for sexual arousal and pleasure abound. All of your improvements, all of the new truths of your body remain, no matter where and when you go, shifting you toward your destination. The perfect giver and receiver of pleasure. Your new awareness, your new lessons, and now, your memory of just what you've done and just what you can do fills your head. You're still tenting your clothing. Your cock drips. You watch the genie's impressive ass sway back and forth before you as she walks ahead of you. It's easy to follow that, and easy to explore. Safe to explore knowing that your cock's growth, your ability to spot erogenous zones, your musculature, your comfort, confidence, and the memory of the brunette wrapped around your cock. They're all gonna stay. Gonna stay in your head. Gonna fill you with the confidence and potential for change you've been looking for. Thoughts like those build up. And though your walk to your next destination is quite dreamlike, the thoughts themselves are firm, real, transformative, useful memories you can draw upon. In all your future adventures of this sort, and in any place where remembering those changes seems natural and gives effect to the plan you have for better pleasuring and receiving pleasure, and for following wherever she decides to lead.